This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program, and we'll take your calls about anything you want at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com is where you can go and get interactive in various different ways. One of those ways is by controlling the content of the site itself. Everything you see on that front page, the different items that are going down the page with the numbers next to them, those are all created by listeners like you. If you find something online that you think's interesting, just submit it as show prep at freetalklive.com, and then it will appear on our site for others to vote on, and the most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the site over at freetalklive.com. Here tonight, it's Ian,
Nemi,
and Mark,
and we are talking about unschooling, the idea, the radical idea of actually allowing a young person, a child, to direct their own learning process, to decide on their own, based on what is important to them.
Frankly, they're doing that anyway. Like, no matter what you put in front of them, they're deciding whether or not to learn it.
That's true. A lot of the things that I learned, I quickly unlearned after I took the test.
Yeah, me too.
Government school.
You know, I mean, even if they learn it for the test, I mean, you know, they can choose not to learn it at all. Yeah. You could the kid then decides whether or not they're going to be an achiever based on some things that happen, what, third, fourth grade? I mean, you know, I don't know when it all happens that they decide for themselves, you know, I'm just not cut out for this school thing. I hate this place. You know, what occurrence that they, you know, whether it's the bullying or the teacher picking somebody else as their favorite or whatever. I mean, kids make all kinds of decisions for themselves. And, you know, to me, unschooling seems to address a lot of these issues. And there's some really interesting facts in this article.
And this is from LouRockwell.com.
This is from LouRockwell.com.
A Bohemian family?
Bohemian Travelers.
Travelers.
Is the name of the family here. And I believe it's written by the mother. You can go see a picture.
And she is going to, she's going to let us know what the five most common objections are to unschooling.
Yeah, but for her, you know, what she hears. And I think that they are probably. So the first question is, what about college?
Yeah, okay. What about it?
This is probably the most commonly asked question. The short answer is yes. Homeschoolers can go to college.
But so, unschoolers.
Wait a second. So can I finish the article? So can unschoolers. And they do. Millions of them, in fact. Hmm. With the advent of online college courses, one can simply continue with a homeschool model even in college. Otherwise, a student can take tests like GED and SAT. Put them together, a transcript of examples of their works, and apply. Same as anyone else does. Prestigious universities like Yale, Stanford, and Harvard have accepted and even seek out homeschoolers. Yeah. Oftentimes, they are more prepared than conventionally schooled children to tackle the
Very
pressures
true.
Of a higher education. The longer answer to the question will be covered in the next installment of her series. You go to her website for it, but this is a good overview.
What's her website?
It's a link here, and I wasn't prepared for that question, so I will tell you a little bit later.
No problem.
It said Bohemian Travelers here, but I'm going to have to look it up.
Okay.
So. I suspect if you wanted to know right now, you could Google Bohemian Travelers and find out the answer to that. So anyway, short answer is yes, homeschoolers and unschoolers have gone to the most prestigious universities in America. It can be done.
So you don't need a high school diploma to get into a university.
And it may but consider that unschooling to some extent is intended to be a path for people who want their children to be happy in life. Not necessarily their children to be the most successful in life. You know, I mean, do you understand success from a monetary or, you know, job sort of standpoint? You know, a lot of parents say, are you going to grow up to be a doctor? Well, what if I don't want to be a doctor?
Well, right. You should obviously do what makes you happy.
Sure.
But all that said, going to high school isn't going to necessarily make you a success either.
Indeed.
In any way, shape, or form.
Indeed. Well, if you want your kid to grow up to be, you know, to go to the Wharton Business School, I'm not sure that unschooling is the very best thing for them. I'm not sure you're qualified to be a parent either.
Right. Who are you to decide what your child grows up to do?
If you want them to do that, you should have them going to Exeter School or one of these preparatory.
Right. Absolutely. My parents wanted me fast-tracked to Ivy League, and I went to all the private schooling and all of that. And this is kind of why I had the story coming up later. But, Mike, I have a question for you, Mark.
Sure.
You're going with the unschooling.
close. I mean, I think that I'm probably like this Bohemian Travelers woman in that, you know, she seems to use homeschooling and unschooling sort of fluidly together.
Right.
And I'm probably going to do some of both.
That would make sense to me, because my curiosity is, in all of my parents' efforts to make me a well-rounded individual, they had me out doing extracurricular activities 7 days a week and trying to introduce me to all sorts of different things that I may or may not be interested in. And how does that relate to unschooling? Because I know I can see where that would have a role in homeschooling, but unschooling, if the child is directing its their own education, how do they learn about new things?
So I would consider what my plan is to do child-directed, parent-influenced education.
Okay.
And I don't think you can do otherwise, frankly. But because your child's always really going to direct. But if you're too authoritarian in one of these situations, they're going to rebel. If you put a tennis racket in their hand and say, "You're going to be the next Arthur Ashe," or whatever you're going to be.
That's exactly what happened with me.
Right. I mean,
really?
Yeah, and the parents
exactly do. Going to be Arthur Ashe?
No, they didn't say I was going to be Arthur Ashe, but yeah, it didn't happen.
Like Michael Jackson,
you can't force somebody to be somebody they're not.
Clearly.
Right, and you know, I think that is going to go poorly. But, you know, I'm going to play a lot of different games with my son, and the ones that he likes to play, we're going to play a lot more often. I'll tell you what isn't going to happen in our radical unschooling program is he's not going to sit around and play video games all day long. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be Call of Duty, 8 to 5, Monday through Friday. That ain't going to happen. If that's what's happening in our unschooling program, we're going to get a new program. Some parents, and I'm not saying that there's no room for video games. I think there's a lot of room for video games. I think video games compared to, say, that garbage television out there that so many people consume, and not to say that there's not a lot of great educational programs on television. I just think that parents need to be involved in influencing, and that's where I come in on that one.
Well, I liked what I was told by some of the guys, a couple of the guys that went to the Sudbury School, which is kind of like an unschooling school. It's basically a place where you can send your child during the daytime while you go and work, and it gives them the atmosphere that is conducive to them deciding their own learning path. And what they told me was that when kids would come from government high school into the Sudbury school, they would say be completely failing at government high school, mm-hmm. and just they need a different direction. And so their parents were convinced to try the Sudbury school because so many kids have a great experience with the Sudbury school. And what will happen is they'll come into the Sudbury school and they'll be told, well, you're in control.
You get to do whatever you want.
Right. And there's video games. So they go and they crash on the couch and they play video games for a while until they finally realize that all around them are all these kids their own age and younger in many cases, because they're all thrown together because young people can be helped by the older kids and so on and so forth. And when they see all these kids self-directing their own learning and working on their own projects and doing their own research, eventually it may take them a week or two, but eventually they put down the video game controller and they go over and say, "Hey, what are you doing?" And that's the beginning of the end of the video games.
I'm absolutely, because there's an atmosphere that's created that's conducive to this. And I think that if you get to a situation where your unschooled child, I'm not talking about one that has come from public school. I'm talking about, you start that way because that's what's going to be happening with me.
Which is why I think it's unlikely that it's going to go from being interested in learning to all of a sudden playing Call of Duty.
Maybe as parents, this isn't for us. And if the result is a bunch of video games, mm-hmm. like all day video games, then the plan is going to change.
Maybe daddy shouldn't be playing video games all day to
encourage. Right, to set the example. Yeah, I was just thinking about that. Right.
Right. And
where's he going to get it from? I learned it from watching you, Dad.
That's what I sit around to do all day. All right, so here we go. It's bohemiantravelers.com, by the way.
Okay.
If you want to go there and find out more about what they do. So this is the first thing I always hear about homeschooling and this kind of.
This is objection number two.
Yep. How do they socialize and learn to work with others?
All right, let's get to that. That is a big one. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind, 1-855-450-3733. And also, since we're talking about young people, coming up, we'll tell you about a zero-tolerance story from a government school out there somewhere that'll, blow you away. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Where do you want to go today? It's the 1,000 Places Travel Minute with Patricia Schultz, renowned travel expert and author of the number one New York Times bestseller, 1,000 Places to See Before You Die, with one more place to add to your traveler's life list.
Italy's Amalfi Coast is one of my 1,000 places to see before you die. The stunningly beautiful Amalfi Drive is a 30-mile stretch of hairpin curves that unfurls between Amalfi and Sorrento in southern Italy. One of those towns is tiny, picturesque Amalfi, once the heart of a powerful maritime republic as early as the 9th century. A hint of the East shows up in its Duomo di Sant'Andrea, simply called Il Duomo. Other places that beg you to linger are Ravello, perched 1,000 feet above Amalfi and aptly described as the place where poets go to die. The hazy outline of Mount Vesuvius dominates the view from clifftop Sorrento, favored among 19th century British travelers for its mild winters.
For more tips and information on the very best places to visit on your travels, please visit Patricia Schultz at 1000places.com. Do you know over 6 million people a year visit the Eiffel Tower? What you may not know is that just around the corner is a hidden cafe with the best croissants in Paris. When you travel with Trafalgar, you'll travel with an insider who will show you must-see sights and share unique experiences. So call 1-866-544-4434 today for a free brochure or visit us at Trafalgar.com. See the world from the inside with Trafalgar.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Thousands of items, 47 categories, 101 name brands. Attention all outdoor geeks now listening to this broadcast. Your outfitters of outdoor gear and electronic gadgets is WildernessGeek.com. Discover a retail superstore of emergency survival, firearms, tactical accessories, camping, boating, hunting, and search and rescue gear like the life-saving laser flares used by Coast Guard and other rescue agencies. WildernessGeek.com is your electronic supplier of two-way and shortwave radios, GPSs, marine electronics, and portable solar chargers. Plus, WildernessGeek.com has experienced emergency search and rescue service personnel to help you find what you need and learn how to use it. And the best part? Free shipping on orders of $100 or more in the continental U.S. Plus, 5% discount to all radio listeners and rescuers. Go to WildernessGeek.com. That's WildernessGeek.com, the electronic outdoor emergency survival gear superstore.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free to 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line, and here with you tonight is Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
Inviting you to our website, freetalklive.com. Lots of features there. We give them to you. So go head over to freetalklive.com to grab archives. We've got a lot of them. Go all the way back to late 2006, all for free at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live's phone lines are brought to you by SACL CAI.
Yep, SACL CAI. It's a company that does accounts receivable. They can do it for your company. You know, the task of collections and taking care of ills and all that stuff, it can be rather difficult. Vexing, even. You can check out SACL CAI. They can take care of it, and they do it in a fashion that respects your customer. They know that not only do you need to collect your money, but you need to have your clients respect it, because otherwise they're not going to be your clients. It's SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. They do collections in a whole different way.
All right, toll-free number 855-453. Maybe you'd like to address some of the objections that Mark is bringing up here to unschooling. The top five objections, according to the Bohemian Travelers.
Bohemian Travelers, yep, bohemiantravelers.com.
Sure. Sounds like the Rainbow Family almost, but
well, you know, I mean, everybody's got different ways that they want to live and different, you know, things that they hope to teach their children in the process.
So the unschooling movement, I think, is pretty exciting. I don't have a child, but if I did, I think I would support.
Just have one, just unschool it.
I think I would go in this direction as well, because the government school situation was not positive for me through a lot of it, and most of the private schools are modeled very similarly to the government schools. And plus, unschooling and homeschooling is just a much cheaper and a more affordable way to do things as well. I mean, you're going to put a lot of money in perhaps into a private school, and so this is a way to probably get your child a better education, because frequently homeschoolers and unschoolers do better on things like the spelling bees and such.
Absolutely.
Than do the private schooler.
I think to say it's less expensive, I think that's optional, because I'm looking at the Bohemian Travelers website, and I see here that they're being trained to, they're learning how to ride an elephant, and I don't know anywhere in the U.S. where you can learn how to do that.
Oh, that sounds like someplace.
So it was,
I rode an elephant at the medieval fair.
That's right.
Well, sure. I mean, sure, an elephant ride, that's one thing, but to learn how to learn how to steer them and actually ride them versus sit on top of them and be led around by a trainer.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think that doesn't strike me as inexpensive.
So you don't think I'm a qualified elephant rider? Is that what you're saying?
Rider. Okay. Could you steer one, Mark?
I would be a little scared of doing that.
Yeah. So I think that's awesome.
Are you going to do, Mark, if Jack tells you one day, I'd like to learn how to ride an elephant?
Well, then maybe, or maybe we will, maybe we won't. What if he says he wants to learn how to ride a great white shark with a laser on top? I can tell you, we're not going to learn how to do that.
Right.
But you could come close. I mean, there are plenty of places where you can swim with dolphins.
I don't get in the water with anything that's larger than me.
No. Really?
No.
So you're not an ocean guy.
I have addressed this fear in myself multiple, look, man.
They are wonderful.
They're smarter than we are.
I think probably more people are injured every year by dolphins than they are by sharks.
What?
What are you talking about?
People get in the water with dolphins, and the dolphins try to hump them.
What?
Go ahead.
Where? Citation, please. I'd like to see a citation on this.
YouTube.com. Oh. Search dolphin humping human.
Are you really serious? You've
yes.
seen these videos?
I
and
know
why
that it
were you looking at them? That's what I'd like to know.
So Mark is turning the tables on me. So I was the last one to do the YouTube education. Okay. Oh, great.
It's right there. I've seen it on television. Thanks very much.
Oh, dear.
So the next question in the five major misconceptions about unschooling is, how do they socialize and learn to work with others? My God, if you keep your kids at home and homeschool them or unschool them, they're never going to learn how to work with other people, is the suggestion. And, you know, frankly, every place I've ever worked, I have not worked with people that were you guys are just laughing about dolphins, aren't you?
Yeah.
Well, there's that. And I'm also listening to you.
Talking like this?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I mean, everywhere I've ever worked, I've worked with people who are different ages than me. So, you know, the idea that you can put people together of the same age group and somehow spit out this great worker that's going to work with a bunch of people that are all different ages, I'm not sure that's even entirely true, if that's what I want to do in life. But secondly, I'm just going to go on with what Bohemian Traveler says here. For some conformists, they actually argue that our kids won't be prepared for the real world because they aren't socialized in school. Pardon me for any typos here from here on out, but I can't help but laugh out loud at this common misconception. As if herd pressure to look, dress, or behave a certain way is required to function in the world. Or that facing daily bullies is necessary to toughen somebody up for the real world. And people will say this. People will say that you need to be bullied in order to be ready for the real world.
Builds character.
Where in the real world do you get bullied? I mean, it hasn't
the
happened
police.
To me.
Yeah.
I suppose. I suppose the police may do a certain amount of bullying.
And if you're being set up as someone who's bullied in general school, you're probably a person who's going to allow yourself to be treated that way in real life as well. You know, in real life outside school after you've left.
Maybe that's so. I don't know. But I can't. Other than, you know, perhaps some errant cop or a bar fight or, you know, some miscreant at work. But, I mean, I've never been treated. If you're talking about, like, the lowest forms of work, I've had to deal with maybe physical threats and things like that. You know, dealing with people in restaurants where I've washed dishes, and I've done it all. Roofing work, things like that. Yeah, I guess that you might be dealing with. But I'm not sure that I needed school to teach me that. Like, maybe I could handle those situations on my own. If that's the case, why the heck do we live in America? Send your kid to some third world country where he can really learn to scrap. Give him a machete and let him become a third world dictator.
I'm very in favor of kids having machetes. I'm pro-kid machete.
Going on with the article. Or that learning about sex or relationships is better taught by confused, pubescent middle school peers who claim to be experts because they've gotten to second base.
Hmm.
Nonsense. Just because we homeschool doesn't mean we stay at home like hermits.
Right.
Even before adopting a travel lifestyle, we were what seemed like on a permanent field trip. Hikes, waterfalls, skiing, surf lessons, science centers, museums, and playing dates of all kinds. My wife goes out every single day with my son, taking him to different things. He's got a dance class. He's got a music, which, by the way, if you ever get the opportunity to watch a dance class with toddlers, it's well worth it. It's absolute chaos. It's just hilarious to watch them running around. He's got a music class. He's got little classes at the YMCA.
Well, these are good things because not only do they socialize Jack or your son or daughter, but also it's a completely consensual environment in that everybody's there because they want to be there.
Sure.
They're not they're not forced. Well, I guess some parents could force their kids to go to gymnastics.
Oh, yes.
And things like that. Mm-hmm. But in general, if there's an issue, if there's a bully or something like that, then that can be addressed, and that bully can be either removed from the class or the parent can decide to take their child out. Whereas in the government school, the bullies are very rarely removed from the classroom. They're forced to go to that school against their will.
If you have a child that's excited about learning and excited about being at school, that child is likely in the minority, especially if you're talking about that child being beyond, say, third grade or something like that. You know, the amount of bullies and kids that don't want to be there and, you know, kids with problems sucks the life out of the class to the point that there's just nothing left.
Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. If you would like to take control of the airwaves, you can bring up anything that's on your mind. More about unschooling and the common objections. We'll get to those in a moment. 855-450-FREE.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open-pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net. Or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Get over 6,000 preparedness items. Get you ready. That's what you'll find at GetReadySurvival.com. Over 6,000 preparedness items. And counting, because we're adding new items nearly every day. GetReadySurvival.com has it all. Small and family-sized tents, backpacks, sleeping bags, food supplies. Get yours at GetReadySurvival.com. Portable water filters, canteens and hydro packs, knives, axes, shovels, compasses, camouflage and tactical gear, fire starters and ammunition. It's all at GetReadySurvival.com. How about first aid, medical, emergency, or small personal survival kits? Get yours at GetReadySurvival.com. If you are not prepared or just semi-prepared, the place to get prepared now is GetReadySurvival.com. Got questions? Call 928-541-9723. That's 928-541-9723. Or go to GetReadySurvival.com. And remember, survival preparedness means living on your own terms.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free number here for you, 855-453. The SACL CAI toll free line. You can bring up anything that you want and take control of these airwaves. Here with you tonight, it's Ian,
Nemi,
and Mark. We invite you over to our website at freetalklive.com. You may get interactive on the bulletin board system, bbs.freetalklive.com. Takes you there, where you'll be able to interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. Also get the show notes from each night as they are posted on the BBS over at bbs.freetalklive.com.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed, real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to FreedomsPhoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch. It's FreedomsPhoenix.com.
Okay, so we're going to continue in a moment. Mark, we've gone through two of the five objections, common objections to unschooling. So three more remain. But first, we're going to go to the phones here.
Haven't quite got, actually, through the second one.
All right, well, we'll go to Conrad first in Fargo, in North Dakota. Conrad, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nemi, and Mark. Conrad.
Say, Rant.
Say again.
I have some good news, and it's just something that kind of hit me.
Great. I like good news.
Yeah. Well, you know, I was thinking that when you look on the whole course of history, and you look how, you know, not 200 years ago there was chattel slavery, women couldn't even vote until 100 years ago. Well, not that voting, but, I mean, you understand.
There have been advances.
If you look, yeah, overall, we're doing okay. I mean, things are getting worse, and they could be a lot better.
Well, that's talking geographically here. But if you look at the, say, how technology in the form of the Internet and things like that has freed the human race, if you want to use that term, then you'll see that, you know, it's a progression from enslavement to more freedom over time.
Yeah, well, and I was really heartened to just kind of think of it that way. I'd never really thought of it that way. I just always felt like there was this crushing, inevitable darkness falling all around us all the time. And, I mean, it's true, things are pretty crappy, but, you know, it takes some solace in the fact that we've come
pretty far. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. I don't know the rest. This is one of those things they made me memorize in school.
And we didn't seeds of a discontent.
Just no blur.
Right now, I'm going to have to let you go.
Oh, we can hear you. Go ahead.
I can't hear anything you guys are saying. You're really white.
Drat. Yeah, it's one of those things where his.
I'm sorry, I don't know his name.
Yes. Oh, bye. Love you too,
thanks,
Conrad.
Bye. 855-453. Oh.
I love you.
Such I feel love.
To say on the radio.
Yeah,
it's a different kind of love.
It is.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. What?
You fell for it again.
Hold up.
Wait, what?
Shoot.
Details. 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 Nothing on YouTube.
I'll take the love wherever I can get it.
And there you go.
Thank you, Conrad. I love you, too. 855, in that way, in a special listener host kind of way. 1-855-450-3733.
It is a unique relationship, right?
It is. Somebody, let's see. Yeah, there was a guy that just moved up here who first heard about the Free State Project on Free Talk Live. And he, you know, he was out at an event recently, and actually they came all the way from Ukraine, which is a big deal. And I got to write that time, Mark. They came all the way from
Ukraine.
Yes.
And
the United States.
Now, wait a minute. How come it's the United States, but not the Ukraine? Isn't it just two United States?
Why isn't it the France, dum-dum?
I don't know, because the Ukraine sounds okay, and the France doesn't.
They speak French in France and Chinese in China, because English is messed up. Now go on.
All right, well, anyway, I guess my point was going to be that they, you know, they'd heard about the Free State Project through Free Talk Live. Now they're mm-hmm. here, and you know, I guess there's probably always that moment of, wow, you guys are on the radio, that kind of thing. But... I don't know where it's going to go.
Well, it's about love. He was saying,
oh, yeah,
I feel like
knew,
I know you.
Right. He knew who we were, right? Like, he knows a lot about us.
Well, he's called in. I remember talking with him at least twice.
But when you spend hours and hours and hours listening to a talk show host, you know more about them than they do about you.
Sure.
Right? Yeah. So it's kind of a one-way relationship.
It would be hard to deny that, right?
Yeah. And by the way, we're going to be meeting a lot of people that listen to this this program this weekend, because we're going to be out and in the Liberty Forum.
Liberty
Forum. Coming up tomorrow.
And the conversation will inevitably come up where, hey, you know, yeah, like, you know, I know you, you don't know me. It's really weird. But yep. That's how it is. And as a, you know, as a whole, our listeners make this show possible, make our lifestyles possible. Not that our lifestyles are like a lot of talk show hosts, but, you know.
I don't have a car.
They make it so that we can do this as a job. And for that, yes, I absolutely do love what you people do for me. Thank you.
I had to bum a ride from somebody today.
Yep. Well, you'll be borrowing mine while I'm on vacation. Yeah. Down in Florida after.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right. So another vacation. How many is this now? Four? Five? What do you have?
Yeah, right.
It doesn't line up to how many days you spend in jail. I can assure you of that.
1-855-453. That's the toll-free number here. Still to come, by the way, how to create delinquent children. Nemi's going to tell us about that.
Yes.
And
right. If the misconceptions about unschooling don't get you, then we'll teach you how to create delinquent
That's
children.
That's right. I think it's important.
So we were on the misconception of, wait a minute, if you're unschooling, then your children won't be socialized.
Yeah, well, yeah, how in the world could you possibly socialize your children if you don't send them to school where they can get beaten up? And I'm not going to say public school because, frankly,
they can happen anywhere.
These things happen all
over
the
place. There's bratty kids all over the place.
Yeah. And I think that it's the paradigm of let's take kids away from their parents, put them in groups where they completely outnumber the adults to the point that they can, you know, do largely what they want to do, in, you know, groups of that the ages are the same, and we're just going to have the best things happen. Because I'll tell you, so the best behaved kids I've ever met are homeschool kids,
yeah.
Where they have to spend time around adults. They learn
far
to mimic
more
adult behavior,
right.
Not other children's behavior. And
I think that's incredibly valuable.
Yeah, I don't, you know, the idea of a kid being a kid, sure, but let's teach them how to behave at the same time.
Be the example.
Yeah, instead of threatening them with some kind of beating for misbehaving.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's see. Most homeschoolers use the world as their classroom and spend lots of time exploring and engaging with people.
Additionally, our children have taken numerous classes outside of the home, from karate to cooking, Spanish to gymnastics, where they have met many of their friends. And these kind of classes, I'm stepping down for a second, these kind of classes, people are opting into those classes. And that means that you're not dealing with the kids that don't want to be there.
I really think that's an important point, and I appreciated that Ian made it earlier. People are choosing to be here. And I think, thinking back in my own experience, I always did better in the situations where I wasn't forced to be anywhere and always had better better relationships with other people who wanted to be where we were, be it horseback riding or Girl Scouts or swim team or whatever. Yeah, you know, the people who wanted to be there and opted in always seemed to do better socially than the folks who didn't want to be there or had parents standing over them with a cattle prod.
Tell me more, Mark.
All right, so going on. Finally, and most importantly, they learn to respect others because we respect them, not because they're forced at the threat of detention.
Yeah.
We spend every day out in the world interacting with and observing people of all ages. Our kids have more time to interact with people and observe the differences. Being cooped up all day in forced silence with 20 to 30 similarly aged kids is not what anyone should call proper socialization that translates into the real world.
Nice.
Homeschooled children typically gain a tolerance, empathy, and understanding of all different age groups,
adults. How many workplaces have you been at where everyone is the same age? Never. It's never happened to me.
No. I mean, it's never happened to me. I mean, I suppose that maybe there's some of these startup tech companies. You'll have a lot of 20
maybe.
To 30-somethings.
Right, but not by design.
Yeah.
But, I mean, in the same age at government school, it's 1 year off max per class.
Well, I think as you get older that your age brackets tend to move wider. At this point, I have a lot in common with people from the age of, say, 35 to 45.
Right, but in government school, you're forced to be around people who are all pretty much exactly the same age as you, and I think that's detrimental.
I think you're missing what I have to say.
855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want, more objections to unschooling and your experiences if you'd like to share them about whatever's on your mind. Free Talk Live.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome19.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome19.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion dollar company and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap, no pressure, no cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHome19.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome19.com. IncomeAtHome19.com. That's IncomeAtHome19.com.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super for winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
BePrepared.com is making deals because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. Stay tuned for a free offer from BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. Now, the sale items. Right now through February 29th, save 15% on canned bacon, 28% on a working with wheat combo, 28% on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated food, and more, all at BePrepared.com. Plus, order $75 or more and get a free $25 gift card by using promo code Genesis35 at checkout at BePrepared.com. Limit one per customer. This sale ends February 29th. Call 800-222-9596 and experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-222-9596. Hurry. Sale ends February 29th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free, 855-453. The SACL CAI toll free line 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com, and all the features on the site we give to you. So again, freetalklive.com. If you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, and you've got some shopping to do, well, just head on over to shop.freetalklive.com and see if you can find what you're looking for on Amazon, because the Amazon links are there that take you to different Amazons for different parts of the world. Click into the right Amazon for you, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase price. Whatever it is you need to get, or whatever you want to get, Amazon probably carries it. Dozens of categories, probably millions of items. And free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of their brand new stuff. But if you need to save a few extra bucks, go used. Amazon offers used products as well. So go to shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Get your shopping done. Get it delivered to your door. Get a great price. And help Free Talk Live all at the same time. shop.freetalklive.com. Back to more unschooling objections. Mark is sharing them with us, courtesy of LouRockwell.com and The Bohemian Travelers.
Yeah, it's a really great article, and it really goes over a lot of the issues that homeschoolers and unschoolers, the things that they get asked most often, and the responses to those things. Because I feel like, these five most frequent questions are pretty easily handled once people have a chance to think about them. But often they make us, folks will make a snap decision, and usually that snap decision is whatever happened to them is the answer. And so, there's different ideas out there, and some of them work. Next one.
Isn't Bohemian Travelers a little repetitive?
Yes. Okay. It's a website, man. Bohemians was probably taken.
Go ahead.
How do you know that your kids are on par with others? My best
they won't
answer,
be.
Yeah.
My best they'll be smarter.
Is, who cares? Do you realize that the mathematics concepts taught in the first 7 years of school, drilled into children's heads day and night under intense pressure to perform, can be learned by a 14-year-old in a single day?
Mm.
Now, this is her claim. This is not mine. I have never heard this before. I was taught how to do all the drills, and I still think back to those things. And, maybe there's advantages, maybe there's disadvantages. I don't know. This is what her claim is as far as of unschooling. But I do think that people put far too much emphasis on things like algebra, trigonometry, analytic geometry, and
calculus and stuff like that being in the school that their kid goes to, because likely they won't take them. And when you're talking about calculus, they probably aren't going to take calculus. And if they do, what good's it going to do them? I took trigonometry and analytic geometry in high school. And I can't remember that stuff at all.
Yeah, I can't tell you what a sine, cosine, or tangent is. I know there was a key on my calculator, but that's about it.
They have to do with the angles on the triangles. I think that the sine and cosine go on the ends of the right angles, and then the tangent, I don't know.
Cool. Right.
Whatever it is.
Never needed it.
I haven't used advanced math either myself.
But it wouldn't be any use for me, and it's not useful for very many people. And the people that it's useful for can learn how to do it.
That's right.
Just like airplane pilots learn how to fly airplanes.
We don't all need to know
engineers
all this stuff.
Can learn how to do trigonometry.
Yeah.
Right.
And so, you know, I'm not saying that math is bad. I'm not. I'm just saying that I don't use anything higher than consumer level math in my day-to-day life. I haven't used anything but consumer level math in 20 years.
I haven't even used long division.
That's
it's
not,
just awful.
I mean, it goes without saying, but the folks that I know, I'm all right with math. The folks that I know who struggle with math are brilliant in their own ways and other ways. Mm-hmm. Either they're gardeners, where I have the wrong color thumb. You know, everything I touch dies. And I can't grow a plant to save my life, but I can do some math. Or maybe they're a very, very good musician, whereas I'm not necessarily fantastic.
We don't have to all be good at these things in order to have a functioning society. In fact, that's division of labor is very useful, where people can specialize in things that are interesting.
Well, I think that the functioning society argument, frankly, is no good, because I don't care about raising a functioning society. I care about raising a particular child. And if that particular child needs to learn something, I want them to be able to learn it. And yeah, if my child's wants to grow up to be an engineer, we're probably going to spend some time on math and learn about those things. But I just feel like I was fast tracked into math for no good reason. I feel like I was fast tracked into science. Frankly, I feel like I learned far more from chemistry than I did from trigonometry and analytic geometry, because at least we talk about things that existed in the real world. But I was one of those kids, like you were, Ian, that was told, you're one of the special ones. You're going to do well. You need to take these classes. You're going to get college credit from these courses. You're going to go on to succeed.
Right.
Do it, do it, do it, do it. And there's, you know.
And where'd you end up? Prison for 9 years.
That much is true. But the crap that you learn, I mean, you know, even in the English classes, why in the world did I learn what a gerund is? Why?
I can't even tell you what that is.
But you can't be that. I love being a grammar Nazi in my post-education.
Just because, okay, so to be a grammar Nazi doesn't mean that you need to know what a gerund is. You can know what the proper usage of the Oxford comma is without knowing, you know, what swimming or, you know, these terms are. I think I've got that right. Anyway, going on with the article, many of these concepts can be learned by playing card games. You kids can learn, you know, math by card games or by managing their allowance. So other things about being on par with others. I don't want my children to be like anyone else. And fundamentally, I disagree with putting them in a box called on par, because on par or even above par becomes the acceptable level. How many of us brag that we barely paid attention in school and still got A's and B's?
Oh, my best friend from high school gets so angry with me because school was easier for me than it was for her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But that's not something to be proud of.
No.
You know?
Absolutely not.
If you don't pay attention in school and you still get A's and B's, that means that there's a fundamental problem.
I'm not learning anything.
Mm-hmm. Children are developmentally diverse and have different interests, just like adults. One of the most amazing things about being human is its beautiful diversity. The last thing I would want for my children is to see them morph into being the same as everyone else. We should celebrate our children's differences and help to ensure that they follow their own path in life. How else can cultivate self-esteem and so many school children seem to be lacking? I loved history in school. I really did. But I didn't study history outside of the history that I was given in class, because that was the history I needed to learn. I was in a box. Now, I'm not in that box anymore, and I know significantly more about history because I study the type of history that I want to study.
Mm-hmm.
I've listened to Conceived in Liberty. It's an audiobook by Murray Rothbard, and it will blow your world apart. Please do it. But, you know, these are these are ways that kids in an unschooling environment, in a home, or maybe a homeschooling environment, but an unschooling environment, realize that the world is theirs to learn about, as opposed to a classroom environment or a homeschooling or a public school environment, whatever environment, where they come to realize, I've got to learn what these people are telling me to learn.
Or else. Let's go to Johnson, listening in Connecticut. Johnson, you're on Free Talk Live, the Ian, Demi, and Mark.
So I just wanted to comment real quick on the, your short little discussion about sine, cosine, and tangent. You know, I learned that stuff in high school, too, and it, at the time it didn't really make any sense or it wasn't really applied. And it's sort of the same way with calculus, but it's crazy. With the homeschooling, I'm sure they would students would actually learn the applications. And, you know, Mark said, for example, that he hasn't used it, but I want to bet that Mark has he probably actually used it a lot in construction. You built your house, right?
Yeah, I did, but the plans came put together by an architect.
Oh, so you didn't have to do any sort of figuring out of the measuring or anything like that?
I did a little bit of measuring on a woodshed that I created, but I did not do the math involved. I went along, I put up a board,
swung a hammer.
I drew some lines with one of those big fat carpenter pencils on other pieces of wood, and I put it in that way.
Man, I would totally recommend, I mean, I thought it was totally useless in high school, but I would totally recommend that Pythagorean theorem is, you know, the
okay. I'm with you on the Pythagorean theorem. I'll go.
Totally useful.
I'll go to the Pythagorean theorem with you. I'm there. But tell me what beyond the Pythagorean theorem is of any value. I like it. Kids should learn A squared, B squared, C squared. It's good stuff. But I haven't used it, and I think that it's a concept that's interesting. I think that school gave me some concepts that were interesting, but I think I could get those elsewhere.
Well, beyond A squared, B squared, C squared, is the sine, you know, SOHCAHTOA, so sine, cosine, tangent, which is sort of how to figure out the other, you know, the other sides in the A, B, and C if you only have limited information. And let me tell you, I used it, I built a cover for a pond, and I needed to know the angles to be able to build a tent. You know, I built this, I needed to know the angles for the triangle to do the measurements, and it helped you out.
That's good to know. And if you're going to be building stuff, then, you know, that totally makes sense. More coming up here, 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.